You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, I left off yesterday talking about the structure of a biblical godly marriage, and it comes with, at the top, God, then Jesus, then man, then woman. I need to specify that it has to be a godly man. Godly. Then the woman can willfully, willingly, and joyfully submit to her husband as the head of the family, the household. She can trust him. If he's not a godly man, she can't trust him and she'd be crazy. And I'm sorry, but some of this good old boy mentality around East Tennessee, that's not a godly man the way they treat their women. And you got to ask yourself, if you're a man, the question, would, if you were the wife, would you put up with that crap? I know I wouldn't. So the structure in marriage is patterned after the structure in our biblical lives. The church is the bride, making us the woman. Jesus is the bridegroom, making him the husband over us. And God is over everything and above everything. 2 Corinthians 11:2 says, "For I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. For I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." The number one role of a wife is to be your husband's divine helper, his helpmate. You are supposed to be a godly woman that is a example, a stellar, the Proverbs 30-31 woman, the kind of woman that every man dreams about, and he is supposed to be the kind of husband that every wife dreams about. Are we? Genesis 2:18, it says, "And the Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a help meet for him, an azer, and a helper." It's a limited English translation for the Hebrew word etzer. Helper implies an inferiority that doesn't exist in the original text. In other words, the woman's not inferior on this whole thing, but the husband is lacking. He seeks a companion. That's what it's supposed to be. Just that simple. Psalms 33:20. "Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield." Psalm 70 verse 5. "But I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay." This word help is used to describe God, our Ezer, as us, the wives. The wife is a help meet for her husband. When he's undervalued or unfulfilled, when he's feeling sorrow or grief, he doesn't know how to express it. When he's struggling in sin, when he's fighting a battle of his own mind and heart, the odds are against him. The woman is supposed to be there with him and to support him and to help him understand. That's the role that Satan destroys. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.